Hi, I'm Guy, and I'm drinking a Camden to the pub American Pale Ale.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm drinking a Camden to the pub American Pale Ale.
This is the Last Call podcast.
And it's almost time at the bar.
That just shows how out of practice we are.
It's been a while.
Anyway, yeah, it's almost time at the bar.
And this is the Last Call podcast.
Birthday bonanza.
That was ridiculous. I love it.
But yes, here we are back again for a podcast. We didn't think we'd do... We didn't know if we were going to do a season two, and doesn't mean we are doing a season two, but it is on the weekend that falls between both of our birthdays, and so we've decided to do a birthday special for you. And what makes it extra special is the fact that it's the first time we're ever doing this face-to-face.
Yeah, we are in the same room. We are sat on perpendicular sofas in the office above my pub. And we are recording. This is real. He's right here in front of me.
Yeah, it's perfect. We're not on a Zoom call. We're in an actual pub.
So expect more technical difficulties than usual.
Than ever before. But yes, I've already had my birthday, but it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yes, it is. My birthday is tomorrow.
And you're turning 26.
I'm turning 26 years old.
Are you excited?
I am. Yes. Again? Yeah, I am. You know I'm not a huge birthday person. It's not my biggest
But it's one
my biggest thing.
You've made it 1 year more.
Yes, I have. I made it another year. And to celebrate, I'm here drinking very nice beer and chatting with my brother. So that's perfect.
Perfect way to celebrate it?
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere else?
I wouldn't say no to a steak, but
I thought you were going to go, no, this is perfect.
Well, yeah, no, this is very nice.
Okay, anyway.
Moving on. The beer we are drinking, we said at the start, is Camden's To The Pub American Pale Ale, and it is supporting pubs with a portion of its profits, and also it's kind of celebrating the fact that you can now go back to the pub.
Yeah, you are welcomed back in. And I remember we talked about in another podcast, didn't we, what it would be like, and I think we nailed it. It's the pub, but it's not quite the pub.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very pubby. I think we're doing everything we can, especially at my pub, to try and make it feel normal, but it's just not happening.
But I think people are quite pleased that be able to have a pulled pint again.
Yeah. I agree.
Some people are a little bit too pleased and don't listen.
Yeah, a lot of people, people don't care. This is all they wanted was the pubs back. They got the pubs back, and now it's just all hell breaks loose.
Have you had many problems?
Do you know, Fridays and Saturdays, the days you think would be real problems, fine. Everyone's been really understanding. And for the most part, everyone is really sensible, and they get it, and they might huff and puff, but they follow the rules. But then randomly, 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, three women over 40 will cause a massive issue. Mm. It's not the usual people causing problems.
Why is it always the ones that are quite old?
I know.
Yeah. I do think coronavirus has got unbelievably political, which is classically British. That's exactly what we Brits would do, is make...
I think so.
...a deadly virus political.
This is very topical for us.
Yeah, I kind of see. I don't like it.
I feel like we're being quite poignant.
Should we roll it back? I don't like it.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And we're moving on to the actual topic of birthdays. So it might be worth talking about birthdays, since this is the Last Call podcast birthday bonanza. Oh, I didn't even have to cue you in for that. You just knew I was going to do it. That was awesome. Yeah. How was your birthday?
My birthday was excellent. I got way more presents than I thought I was going to get. Because this is what worries me. Is our parents have birthdays. And we kind of don't get them very much. Not because we're bad sons. Because they don't ask for anything. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, but maybe we are bad sons. But they don't ask much. That, like, get us a bit of this, better, that's fine. Two things. I don't want that ever to happen to me. I still want to be...
Oh, you want loads of presents?
I still want loads of presents.
See, I'm already at the point where I literally one or two presents I'm happy with. Literally one thing. I'd be okay with that.
I can't afford a lot of things, so...
So your birthday is your time to get a haul in. No, I understand that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I hope that never comes. I hope I always want stuff.
I mean, you'll always want stuff. I guess what you're saying is you hope you'll always get it.
Basically, what I'm doing is telling you is...
You can always keep buying me things.
Yeah, exactly. Always get me stuff. But no, I had a very good birthday, and obviously we went go-karting for the first time ever.
Neither of us have ever been go-karting.
We went to this go-kart track. It was just two of us.
Two grown men.
3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday.
just walking in. Two go-karts, please.
And there was one other guy in our session, but he was apparently...
He was a pro.
He was apparently a member.
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton showed up and decided to take part in our go-kart session and make us all look like dicks.
Nearly hitting us, though. That's the other thing. You'd think he'd be better.
No, I think what happened there is he massively overestimated our ability. And he was like, oh, I can just slice in front of these guys and they'll obviously know exactly what to do.
He came in front of me and I did give a little scream.
See, I didn't scream. I was just hyper aware of whenever he was behind me. Hyper aware to the point where I just wanted to like pull over to one side and be like, just go, just like carry on.
Letting a police car go past.
Yeah, like, after you.
But I think we did quite well.
For our first go, yeah. I wish I had been more prepared for certain things. Like, I probably wouldn't have worn jeans and a heavy shirt.
Yeah.
Because it's hot as balls. I also think I might have prepared myself mentally for the motion sickness.
Oh my god. Because
I really bombed myself around that track, throwing myself all over the place, and then 2 minutes in, immediately felt sick.
Yeah. I wish I'd done one fast lap, then a slower lap.
Yeah, I agree. I wish I'd done.
Because I felt so sick by the end of it, where I was sort of burping in my helmet.
Oh. Oh, and the thing is, you had a balaclava and a helmet and gloves and a boiler suit, and I was also wearing jeans and a thick shirt. And sitting on an engine.
That thing was fucking hot.
It was
hot.
Really hot. I don't think that's... I mean, I don't know. Anyone who does go-kart, feel free to get in touch. But I don't think that is a normal go-kart thing. I think we just went to a slightly ramshackle go-kart outfit where they were just like, ah, fuck it, stick the shitty plastic bucket seats on there.
Mm.
Yeah, my back's on fire. Your back got all charred up.
My back did get a little bit burnt, yeah. I didn't think I had a mark, but I did. But, scary times for you... You crashed twice.
I did crash twice. I had one crash that wasn't so bad. I just bumped into the edge. But there's no reverse on a go-kart. So that was more of a... If I had reverse, I could have got myself out of that, but I didn't.
That was a tough corner.
And then the second time, I was just going way too fast. And I overcooked it.
You got the race red flag.
Yeah.
We all had to stop.
I nearly died. Well, I slammed into the side of the barricade, and you're not belted into a go-kart, and I left my seat. I hit it so hard that I came, like, up, but and I was not... like, oh!
But when you're driving in a car, and you're not wearing a seatbelt, you're going to die because you get thrown into the windscreen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have died.
Well, I might have.
No, you wouldn't.
If I hadn't sat back down. A go-kart going 45 miles an hour, slamming into a barricade,
yeah, but
no
you were wearing
belt.
A helmet, and you would have just gone... You know, forward. You wouldn't have hit anything.
Your faith in the absolutely karting helmets is very reassuring.
Well, you kind of need to have faith. We're going to have a terrible time, aren't you?
Well, it's not that I didn't have faith in the helmets. I'm just saying, if you were a Formula One driver and you got handed that helmet, you might be like, this is not enough.
Yeah, but that's a Formula One car that goes 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, I agree, but we're only talking about a quarter of that. Have you ever flown through the air at 45 miles an hour?
But you wouldn't have flown through the air at 45
miles.
I nearly did. You never hit 45 miles an hour.
No. My average, what was it?
I think it was...
My average was 38. Yours was 42, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's average.
I don't think you were going 45 miles an hour when you hit that thing. And even if you were,
fast.
You would not have been killed.
I could have been, is the point.
I don't think you had any chance of being killed.
I definitely could have been killed. There's no chance of being killed. You think you have as much chance of being killed sitting in a deck chair minding your own business as you do crashing a go-kart at 45 miles an hour?
Yeah.
I've got slightly more of a chance of being killed. I do have some, but more of a chance of being killed.
I don't think so. I think he would have been fine.
Even say I was going 35 miles an hour. You have more of a chance of being killed going 35 miles an hour in a go-kart than you do, say,
only
fishing.
Have been killed going 45 miles an hour if you hit the thing and the engine blew up.
It did get hot. It was already hot, I know what you're about to say. But the tyres that made up the barricade, one of them got wedged on the accelerator. Yeah. So the whole thing was just going...
But that still wouldn't blow the engine.
It might do. It's not good for it. Because the wheels aren't spinning, are they? The wheels weren't spinning.
Argue mites with you? Shoulda, woulda, coulda, all that?
Our whole podcast is arguing mites and shoulda, woulda, couldas.
I just think you would have been fine. I think you would have been... If you hit it hard enough...
genuinely 45 and shocked that I am alive.
Right. You would have been fine. 45 miles an hour. Stick it up on the Twitter. Would Alexander have been killed?
45 miles an hour, no seatbelt.
Yes, because you're not hitting anything.
You'd be killed in a car going 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, because I would have hit the windscreen. Take the windscreen out. I'm fine.
You're saying it's fine because you just fly through the air.
I'm not saying...
like a ragdoll. You're going to hit something at some point. You don't just disappear off into the stratosphere.
Alexander, how far do you think you would have travelled if you hit that... You would have got... just about over the wheel.
50 yards.
No. Not a chance. I say this in the nicest way possible, because it's me as well. We're quite heavy people.
Yes, I'm aware of this, but I still think I would have gone
which
at least...
Which is why
I didn't say 200 yards, which was my original thought.
No, which is why I think you hit it and sit back down, because you're...
You're so fat that you defy the laws of physics.
No, I'm saying your weight saved you from being flown from the car. I feel like if you were a 50-kilo child, then you would have been flown
firstly,
from the car.
Firstly, I would estimate that we're around the same weight, but yours is in muscle, mine's in
I
fat.
I think I'm heavier.
Probably. Muscle does weigh more than
fat. How much do you weigh in kilograms, do you know?
Last time I checked, I was around the 110 mark.
Well, I'm very jealous. I'm 116.
Ah, well, there we go.
So I would have been even more safe.
You would have been safer, yes.
But I didn't crash.
But you also could have been killed.
No.
Go-karting is dangerous. That was one of the first things said in the briefing.
Yeah, they
said... is that go-karting, motorsport is dangerous.
All go-karting is dangerous, but the crash you had would not have killed you.
It was the worst crash of the... of the drive that anyone had.
Yeah, because everybody else could drive the go-karts.
So could I, apart from on two occasions, one of which, like I say, if I had reverse or a stick, I could have got myself out of that situation, and the second one, where my life was put momentarily in jeopardy.
I don't know. I think it was absolutely fine. I had brake failure, and I don't think I even would have died. My brakes literally stopped working, and I still don't think I would have died.
Yeah, but you could also... I found I was using my brakes a little in the corners, and then more. I was more just taking my foot off the accelerator and decelerating a bit instead.
But I was pressing the brake.
Because you can't press the brake and the accelerator at the same time on those things, or you spin around like a fucking lunatic.
I was pressing the brake into the corners. I'd literally done, 10 laps? And all of a sudden, this sudden thing started happening. I was suddenly going through corners differently, like nearly hitting, just still accelerating, like still going. So I thought, oh, fuck, maybe I've still got my foot on the accelerator. But no, because I was like, okay, I'm going to take my foot right off the accelerator and brake. And the same thing happened. It just didn't slow me down. I nearly crashed twice. And then I started driving and I fucking hossed my foot down on the brake over and over again and nothing was happening.
You could have been killed.
I still don't think I would have been killed.
No brakes.
No.
Go-kart with no brakes.
I think I would have been fine. I mean, I did slow down, obviously.
There you go, see?
But even if I hadn't realised...
Well, if you had to sum up your go-karting experience in two words, what would they be?
Utterly fantastic.
Utterly fantastic.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved it.
I would go for thrillingly perilous.
Yeah, I still don't think there's that much peril.
Sickeningly awesome.
Yeah, I would maybe put sickening in there.
Oh, I felt so sick.
Yeah. By sort of towards the end, when there was 10 minutes left of the session, I was Yeah, I was nearly trying.
And then driving home, we must have hit every single roundabout between Bristol and Bath. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
And our dad doesn't drive slow either.
No, very kind of him to chauffeur us out there and back, obviously. But because there was also the assumption that we might have a drink.
Yes, no.
So we got a designated driver on board, and then no, we did not have a drink. And then we got back, we were on lemonade for a bit. Bars otherwise, a good way to spend a birthday. Highly recommend.
Yeah, 100%. I would do it again.
And that wasn't all you got for your birthday.
No, I got a lot of things.
You got, you brought some of those gifts with you.
I have.
To our little recording session.
I have. This is actually our joint birthday present.
Yes, it is. It's from Kate and David. We're very grateful.
Yes, thank you,
Kate
and David.
Absolutely nailed it.
I hope you're listening.
I doubt they are.
I think they are.
You think they are?
Not with the kids around.
No, I can't.
Shout out
that.
To Poppy and Monty. Even though you can't hear this because we swear.
We swear.
And you should be in bed.
A lot. What do you mean you should be in bed? We're not broadcast at a certain time.
You don't know when Kate and David are going to listen to this.
It could be 9 a.m.
Let's get into it.
Why don't you tell the listeners what Kate and David got us?
So they got us a meat box, and it is quite literally what is said it is. It is a box of meat.
Just a big box of meat.
Mostly biltong. We've already eaten one.
We had the regular, didn't we?
We had the regular biltong.
It was excellent.
But we have got a biltong. Ah, I see what they've done there.
Built on biltong. Please stop.
Okay. Chili steak flavor. So we got some of that. Would you like to
do the honors?
Yeah, would you like to open that? Because we're going to taste these now and enjoy them.
Yeah, we thought we'd taste some bar snacks live on the podcast for you since we talked about it. Episode 2?
Yeah. And then we've got some proper pork crackling. Crunchy, cracker-lacking gorgeous. That's what they call me. Some sea salt and pepper. Pork crackling is allergen-free, it's high in protein, and for all you lactose intolerant people, that's not right.
Allergen-free? That's got to be bullshit.
Allergen-free? Says it right there.
Every allergen. All 14.
Covered. There's 14 allergies.
14 allergens. Well, there's 14 recognised allergens, but you can be allergic to obviously anything, which I think we've discussed on the podcast before. But somehow, stuff like lupin and sulfur dioxide made the list.
No, you've completely missed what I'm trying to say. I'm saying it's gluten-free, and I thought that was for you. If you were lactose intolerant, you could have it. I was wrong. It's celiacs. If it said dairy-free, then what I said was fine.
You have lost me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you want to try the built-on biltong chili steak beef?
Can snack. I carry on introducing... It's taking me 5 minutes just to talk about some fucking pork crackling.
Well, I thought you might like to do it one by one, and then we'd try it, you know?
Well, I was going to go through all of it. This has no MSG either.
Oh, good. I was just about to ask.
Yeah. It's delectable pigginess, ish, and porcine perfection. And it's keto certified for all you CrossFitters out there.
Nice.
Let's have the... We've got another one, but I'll do that later. Let's have some of the biltong biltong.
Biltong biltong chili steak. You ready?
Yeah.
Get a good chunky piece.
We're going to have to be very descriptive here.
We are, otherwise people are just going to listen to us chew. Fucking hell, you got enough biltong there.
It's all one piece.
Ready? Let's go.
Oh, it's quite hot.
That is incredibly spicy. Oh my god. Oh, I wish I hadn't put so much in my mouth. Oh, good. In the first 2 seconds, you can tell how hot that was going to be.
That's really spicy.
What's the chili in it?
Maybe I won't say, just in case it's
death.
It's really low. I just dropped some.
I'm feeling bell pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How do you know? Where does it say?
I don't know. Oh, I like spice, but my eyes are going.
It's genetically modified. It's made with 200 grams of beef per 100 grams of biltong, derived from genetically modified ingredients.
Oh. Right, I'm not going to lie. I'd very much like to try another piece of that. No, now knowing
what you're in for.
Yeah, I wish that. No, I just wish that I'd been aware how spicy it was before I went and shoved a fistful of the fucking stuff
in your mouth. Yeah.
So now I'm ready for it. Very much enjoying that.
Mm.
Authentic South African spices, it says.
Yeah, those guys don't fuck around with spices.
No, they don't. Just says spice under the ingredients.
Oh my god.
It is hot, isn't it?
Jesus. But don't worry, because I have a ice cold, an East Cold Camden to the Pub American Pale Ale.
I have to say, it goes very nicely with a nice zesty pale ale.
Right, should we...
You're right. Oh, it's got you again.
Oh, it is very nice. We promise.
No, it is lovely. It's just fuck Jesus fucking hellfire. It is spicy.
Okay, I'm going to open the pork crackling.
Go for it. Just run me through this pork crackling again. This is the one that's got nothing in it. No I'm MSG. Not,
I'm not
no
introducing
allergens.
It again.
Okay. No, I love a pork crackling. This is salt and pepper, right?
No. Yes.
All right.
Oh, wow. You can smell it.
Mm, yeah, it smells piggy.
That smells like a pig.
Oh, it smells excellent. Ready? Cheers. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Mm. That is fucking delicious.
That's not what I thought it was going to taste like.
No.
It's not too peppery. It's not too salty.
No. It's nice. It's nice. It's just nice, good, proper, crunchy pork crackling.
Do you think they balance each other out? Because pork crackling is already salty.
Yeah,
I
guess.
The pepper balances it out.
And you just have a little bit of pepper. Fair play. What's the name of that company? Proper Pork. Look at the fucking size of this.
I just spilt.
Look at that.
My eye.
Look at it.
Yeah, that's fucking huge.
It's fucking... I've got basically an entire trotter here.
They're fantastic.
Mm. That's very nice. Well, I hope everyone's listening to us just fucking chop.
Tuck in.
Well, we always talk about bar snacks. They always come up.
Mm.
So here we are.
Pork crackling is always my guilty pleasure bar snack.
Guilty pleasure? Why so guilty about it? It's kind of a classic, isn't it?
Well, it is a classic, but it is... What? Baked fat?
Mm. I'll give you that. It's ridiculously bad for you.
But no, that is delicious.
Right. Big swig of beer.
Yep.
And then do you want to introduce whatever's next?
So this is from our farm. Not our farm. We don't own a farm. It's, a farm in Pembrokeshire, home-reared, handmade, just like us. And it is tomato and basil
Wow! What the fuck happened to you? That's
we're
the chili stuff.
Yeah, we're eating a lot of biltong, we're drinking a lot of beer. It's
we
tomato.
Should have explained that we had a full roast dinner, followed by birthday cake, before we sat down to do this podcast.
It's tomato and basil... Oh, I'll never get through this. Tomato and basil beef biltong. It's ready to eat.
Tomato
it's high
and basil.
Yeah. Ooh, high protein.
Italian flair.
It's gluten free, so I'm starting to think all.
I think surely all biltong is gluten free because they.
We
really
don't have a high
it.
Biltong knowledge. It's low sugar and it's grass fed. Thin slices of 100% prime Welsh beef.
Ooh.
Delicately seasoned and air dried.
Well,
I'm going to read you the back.
You're going to read us the whole back.
Yeah. Coming from a family run farm in Pembrokeshire. Which spans over four generations, they had the vision to produce this exceptional biltong using beef from their family herd and other great Welsh farms. You can read more about their story and the George family farm at
What is the chili, isn't it?
It's
the chili's really bugging us.
Bits of biltong keep coming back up. Yeah, you can read more about it at www.fromourfarm.co.uk.
Will not be doing that.
Right, fuck it. Let's just get into it.
Right.
Okay.
Get your mitts in there.
Get your mitts in there.
You are sliding the packet away from me.
Sorry.
With your sweaty balls.
We really paint a picture.
It smells like cuppa soup.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say dog food.
You say dog food? That's
no,
way
it does smell. It does smell of.
Let's
soup.
Try it before we knock it.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
I mean, it was never going to be bad, was it?
Mm.
It's very, very, very nice.
Mm. You know what I like about that? It hasn't taken the entire roof of my mouth off.
Yeah, I'm now not sweating profusely. No, that's really nice. I thought it'd be a bit more tomato.
Yeah,
and basil-y.
I was going to say it's not like.
Yeah, Yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit more to it. But it is still very nice. Very nice built on. And you can sense the hints of tomato. Yeah.
I think the pork crackling is winning for me out of the three so far. Very closely followed by the chili built on.
I don't know. I think I know I've been coughing over it for the last 5 minutes, but I do like the chili steak built on.
Another piece of chili built on?
Yes.
Let's go for it. God, that's got some heat, hasn't it?
Yeah, I like the chili. That's winning it for me at the moment.
What do you have for us next?
I've got beer sticks.
This is what I've been waiting for. And oh, I'm excited about this.
As I said before, I was advised by our cousin Kate that they are very addictive. They're Moon's Green.
Moon's Green.
Charcutari. Charcutari.
Is that what it says? Or you?
I will give you £5 if you can say that word.
Charcuterie.
That's not what it says.
Charcuterie.
Problem is, I don't know.
You know what charcuterie is?
No.
Cured meats and things like that. Charcuterie, it's a thing.
You're making that up.
Charcuterie, I swear to God, it's a French word. You love charcuterie.
Do I?
Yeah, it's like salami, chorizo, sliced, cured meats, meat boards, cheese boards.
Okay.
Not so much cheese boards.
I've been a fool.
Yeah, I've been a fool, but that's all right. Why don't you make up for it by telling them, look at these fucking things. These look like strawberry laces on steroids.
Well, open it up. Let's have a taste.
It doesn't say what it is.
It's a beer stick.
Just says beer stick. All right, opening up.
That's the mystery. We will now guess. These are all very yummy snacks.
For fuck's sake.
Turns out the beer sticks are quite hard to open.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
Wait, I'm in the beer sticks. We definitely didn't edit out a load of rustling and swearing.
Push me out a stick.
One beer stick coming up.
4 hours later.
Aha!
These are great. They're like Twizzlets, whatever they are. Turkey Twizzlers? No.
First impression, it looks chorizo-y.
Mm.
Doesn't smell chorizo-y. All right, let's just do this. Let's dive in.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh.
What is that?
Like, that is excellent. It's genuinely excellent. It's like, I don't quite know how to explain it, because it's not chorizo.
It's very peppery.
Mm. Mm. It's kind of like a pepperami, but no, nothing like a pepperami. Is that helpful?
No.
Is that a helpful description? These are excellent.
I think that's, in their beauty, is their mystery.
Mm. I agree.
Someone's going to be listening to this who's had these and gone, like, it's fucking...
Well, it says here on the back, pork leg cured with salt, garlic, aromatic spices, and preservatives. But I don't care.
Yeah. I like not knowing.
Mm.
These are all great snacks.
Mm. The beer sticks might be my favourite, but I'm out, I think, actually.
I'm still on the chili beer tong. Biltong. Although, I would make a specific biltong that goes well with different beers and call it Beertong.
Start a company called Beertong. And you do like a pair with Guinness.
Mm. Yeah. Try our Beertong. This one, so like extra herby, extra spicy, goes well with, I don't know, neck oil or something.
I'm just taking a moment to enjoy those beer sticks. I really that, and I just had a massive swig of beer, and that's a real nice little combo.
Yeah,
I'm also so goddamn full. I don't know how you're feeling. I am genuinely stuffed. It was a bad idea to do this bit so soon after a massive roast dinner.
So you're telling me I can't interest you?
Oh, go on then.
In a serious big, in a serious pig, crunchy snacking cheese.
I would love some snacking cheese. Now, I admit that we have already tried this.
We have. And it is a throwback to episode 2.
I think episode 2.
Where we asked people to write in with their favourite bar snacks, and someone did. And it was Chris. It was Chris.
It was Chris of Derby and Chris.
Darby, John and Chris. And he said, crunchy snacking cheese. And we looked them up and we loved everything about the website. And you very kindly, for my birthday, got me a box of about 30 bags.
Yes, I didn't realize I was buying as much as I was. What I will say is it's an unbelievable value for money.
Really?
Because I thought, in my head, I'd ordered you six-ish.
Oh, wow. Well, this is, just a little reminder, it is a crunchy snacking cheese, and it is a wheel of, a whole virgin wheel of mature Italian Quattrocento? Yeah? I did that well? Okay. Cheese. Crumbled and baked in the super special oven. And it's seriously crunchy, 100% cheese snack. And we had some of these, and we are now members.
We are. Oh, no! Oh, my God! There has been a disaster!
What in... What manner of awful thing just happened? Oh, that's knocked my beer off.
You're not going to be able to open that beer for a while. For everyone listening at home, we might have leaned a little bit too hard into being in the same room when we set up a little podcast studio. We also set up a very precarious whiteboard on which we brainstormed our topics and planned our podcast. That, for no reason whatsoever,
just fell down.
It not so much fell down as slid off what it was on.
Why did we ever think we...
And came hurtling towards the desk.
Nearly wiping out
as we
everything.
Both just sat and
did nothing. Yeah.
We just watched it wipe out our laptops, wipe out all our beer. You were too busy reading the back of the snacking cheese.
I know, I should have just cut to the chase.
Oh,
just open the fucking cheese. So, yes.
Oh, God.
We are now members of the... we are members of the...
Club Seriously.
Club Seriously.
Seriously.
Which I think means we get some discounts and we get a personalised card.
I'm not sure about the perks, to be honest. I think we were just bowled over by the...
by how good it was.
By how good the product is.
If anyone from Serious Pig is listening, we do absolutely love your stuff. And we'd love to maybe get in contact and maybe sort something out.
I won't lie to you, Serious Pig. We're looking for free cheese.
We're looking for a little bit of sponsorship. Not gonna lie.
And we are willing to do certain things for you to get that free cheese.
Because I tell you what would be a good episode.
What's that? Try all the different flavours.
Try all the different flavours. But going back to our idea of pairing, I'd like to have a line of beers and finding what beers this goes with.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah?
Well, Serious Pig, you hear what we're... If you're picking up what we're putting down...
Yep.
Get in touch, lastcallinbox@gmail.com.
I can't remember.
I'm fairly sure that's the email address. It has been a while. Our website is still up as well, thelastcallpodcast.co.uk.
We have not stopped. So, yeah, I'm going to have some Serious Pig, and this is the last snack.
This is the last snack that we have. We have had it before. I will get a little bit now. It is...
They're so addictive. I forget how addictive they are.
My girlfriend described it very well. She said it was a bit like when you make a cheese toastie and a bit of cheese spills out of the toastie. Crisps.
A little bit. Not black, but sort
of... No, crisp brown. Golden.
Brown, orange.
Crisps up a little bit more than everything else. And you got that one crunchy bit of cheese.
And it is delicious.
Because it's Italian hard cheese. It's got that like unmistakable kind of Parmesan, Padano kind of pow to it.
Pow.
It is excellent. Is it good with beer? I just saw you just took a swig there.
It is good. But I would like to know what's
the
beer?
Best possible beer, yeah.
As an excuse to eat some cheese and drink some beer.
I'm not going to lie. I think it might go all right with cider as well.
I don't think it will go well with cider.
Apple and cheese.
But like apple cider isn't like apple.
I mean, it is.
Well, it's not.
Apple cider. What do you mean apple cider isn't like apples?
Well, because apples are apples and cider is cider.
Yeah. What do you think cider's made of?
alcoholic fruit juice.
What fruit?
Well, if you're having a pear cider.
Yeah, often pears. What other fruit?
You're telling me apples in every cider?
No, it can be pear.
So if it's okay. Why are you looking at me like that? What are you talking about?
I'm saying that apple cider is the same. It tastes like apples. It's made from apples.
But it tastes like apple, but it doesn't have the same. If you ate a piece of cheese,
yeah,
a piece of apple, and then if you ate a piece of cheese and drank an apple cider, you wouldn't get the same effect.
I don't think it'd be that much different.
I think it absolutely would.
It would be...
Apples aren't sickly. Apple cider is disgustingly sickly.
I mean, some apples are sickly. We're getting way off base here.
Anyway, we will... Okay, we'll do beers and ciders. I'm quite happy to drink whatever.
Yep, whatever's in front of us.
And seriously, Stacking Cheese, Serious Pig, if you don't get in touch, we'll probably do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the problem, is we keep trying to get sponsorship off people that we're going to talk about anyway.
Yeah, I know.
They keep coming up.
Ah, well.
Anyway, we don't know what our next topic is because our podcast whiteboard tried to kill us.
Yeah, the first time we're ever organised.
I know. We might need to come up with something for that.
Can I interest you in a Meatbox toothpick?
Ooh, yes, I would love a Meatbox toothpick. The Meatbox actually came with a little mini, in a little pouch, thing of toothpicks.
They don't fuck around. They don't fuck around.
These are high quality toothpicks.
They are. They got the little notches in them.
Little notches at the back to make it look a little bit like a sword.
I think the next bit was another gift that you got me, which was the ice ball molds.
Yes. So I got you this because I know you like to drink your whiskey with ice.
I do.
But I also know the great pain of the ice and whiskey drinker is that you find the ice melts too quickly and you get watery whiskey towards the end. So the big solution for that is, and a lot of people have them, is ice ball molds. So you essentially make an ice cube that is one big sphere of ice, so it takes a lot longer to melt than an ice cube. So it keeps your whiskey nice and cold, but it doesn't over-dilute it. And we tried them out.
Yeah.
And they worked a charm.
They were amazing.
But it got us talking about how dangerous a solid sphere of ice actually is.
What side were you on?
We both agreed it was dangerous.
Well, obviously.
But the debate we were having is, would it, if you threw a sphere of ice, and we're talking smaller than a tennis ball.
Yeah.
If you threw that sphere of ice at a human head, the question was, would it explode on impact?
I don't think so.
And I do.
I think it'll make a dent in the ice, but I don't think...
I think it'll make a dent in the head. It's a solid block of ice.
How do you live your life? Like, honestly,
what?
Being afraid of everything like you are.
Afraid of crashing in a go-kart at 45 miles an hour and getting a solid block of ice thrown at my head are rational fears.
Yeah, but you're thinking it's going to smash your head. It's not.
I think it would fucking hurt.
Yeah, obviously.
I think it could cut you open.
No.
I reckon it could. You know where this is going. You know where this whole debate is going. One of us is going to get a block of ice thrown at our heads. Why don't I throw a sphere of ice at your head as hard as I possibly can?
No.
Yeah, because it would fucking hurt.
No,
right?
Yeah, it would obviously fucking hurt. But no, I don't want you to do it because I'm so sick of being the tester for these dumb experiments. Yeah, it's your turn.
You're the one who's maintaining that it would overall be fine. I'm the one who's saying it could hurt, it could dent, it could cut, that the ice would explode upon impact.
It wouldn't.
Well, there you go. So why don't we just try it?
Because it would obviously... But you're missing the point. The fact that it won't explode means it's going to hurt more.
I mean, I'm with you there, but I think it would do the whole, all of the above. I think it would just...
No. Ice can't cut you. It's water.
Ice can cut you.
Really?
That's just, I'm just telling you, there's someone who's worked on a bar. You can cut yourself on ice. If it's really fucking cold, well, don't be wrong, after it's been in the ice well a bit and it starts to get a bit melty and rounded off, if it's really fucking cold and you've got an ice machine that cuts proper cubes of ice, not rounded off or anything, cubes, you can absolutely cut yourself on ice.
Okay, fine. But
But the point still stands.
Yeah, I still made the point. I don't think you could... it wouldn't smash. It would stay solid. There might be a little bit dent in it.
You know what we need to invest in as a podcast? A crash test dummy.
Okay, yeah.
Because that would solve a lot of these problems. Because the big problem here is neither of us is willing to have a sphere of ice thrown at our heads.
So you're telling me we're going to turn the podcast into sort of Mythbusters and cross Brainiac?
Well, we went for two different science brands there.
Yeah, wow.
I guess so. I don't know. I feel like we're increasingly, especially today, doing things that would be better visually.
Yes.
Like, I spare a thought for the listeners who've made it this far and spent half an hour listening to us just chew.
Eat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, it's not gonna smash. I'm gonna open this beer that was wiped out in the.
You're gonna do it right next to your nice laptop. Why don't you come over here and do it next to my shitty laptop instead?
Right next to.
I was joking. Get away from me.
Are you an idiot? Why would you do that?
You're gonna open the shaken up beer on the floor. There we go. Perfect.
Eek.
Ah, look at that. Well held. Nicely done.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, you're wrong.
I mean, I really don't feel like I am.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to put it to a Twitter vote.
Ah, right. What was the other poll we've got at the moment? Would I have died in my near-death experience?
Yeah, we'll get two going.
And if you took... I hope people know what we're on about when we say ice sphere. I think it's... people have
a sphere of ice.
A sphere of ice. We can't be any clearer.
it's a very simplistic thing.
If you threw a sphere of ice slightly smaller than a tennis ball at a human head, well, what's the question? Would it explode?
Would it smash on the head?
Would it smash? Could you smash a sphere of ice on somebody's head?
And please just don't think, because it's ice and ice smashes, that it would smash.
What do you? What the fuck are you talking? That's exactly the thought process I'm expecting people to have.
No, because people are going to think, "Oh, ice! If I lob it at a wall, it would smash."
Yes.
Go and Google what, because I know how this always goes. I use logic, and everybody else just listens to the podcast and go, "Well, obviously," and then votes for your side. So go onto Google, have a look at what an ice sphere looks like. Look how fucking dense it is. No, do you know what? Go out and invest in a fucking ice mold. Build one, hold that in your hands, and then make your decision.
I will concede that it's quite heavy. It is heavy. It's weighty.
Okay?
But I think it would smash. It would at least... I mean, it's not going to stay in one piece.
No. It might take a little bit of ice out.
A little bit of ice? No, I think it'd split it in half. It would be the least it would do.
You think it'd split it in half?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, we'll put it to a Twitter vote, I guess. Well, if people still remember that we're on Twitter, you can find us at lastcool_pod. And I will put that up, and we will see. We'll put it to a vote, and we'll see how many more Twitter polls I can win on the bounce.
Yes. And we will also put up all our brands that we've been eating today.
Yes, we should. We're not sponsored by any of these people,
no,
but
we're
I feel
not.
Like we've mentioned quite a few quite awesome bar snack companies. There's nothing bad there at all.
So we will tag them.
And go out and buy some of their stuff. Seriously, try the unbelievably spicy Biltong.
Biltong.
And the whatever the what was the brand of the beer sticks? Whoever makes the beer sticks, go and try their beer sticks. Genuinely can't
remember.
Why
don't you just look?
Something green, wasn't it?
Moon's Green.
Moon's Green beer sticks.
Would you like another beer stick?
I'd love another beer stick.
Well, that is it for the birthday bonanza. And I know what you're thinking. Is that all? Is that all I'm getting?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Is that it? We're done?
No, my friend.
You're kidding.
It's just the end of part one.
Oh, I see. So there's going to be a second part to the Last Call podcast.
Birthday Bonanza.
We really are in sync on that.
Yeah, we're nailing that. Yes, there is. So we're going to end part one here. And then we will see you again in part two.